Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Nikah qade masno dukhe dil ka marham, nikah qade masno dukhe dil ka marham, ye farma gaye hai rasool e mukarram, ye farma gaye hai رسول مکرم, یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ, یہ شادی ہے بے شک محبت کا زینہ, بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم, بہاروں کی آمد صبا کا ترنم, نکاح عقد مسنو دکھے دل کا مرہم, یہ فرما گئے ہے رسول مکرم. یہ شادی کی تقریب سب کو مبارک.
اللہ اکبر, سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ, سبحان اللہ. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning, يوم الثلاثاء. On this morning, cold morning, I see my beloved engineer, Haji Suleiman Esop, mashallah. He's in a good mood. He's looking happy, mashallah, full of smiles on his Mubarak face, mashallah, and full of noor, ala noor, on this beautiful Tuesday morning on our program, The Bliss of Marriage. I made dua for him, by the way. He's always in my duas, tahajjud ka waqt. Allah Ta'ala bless you. What a beautiful spouse, inshallah. Ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. That whenever you look at, he says, Mulana, ameen, ameen, thumma ameen. Yeah. Haji Suleiman Esop, that's our engineer from now to 12, inshallah. It's 4 after 11 South African time. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. I want to welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. And I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 2-784-786-3132. Plus 2-784-786-3132. 3-2. Yes, all of the listeners who are tuning in, listening to me, please, you are free and welcome, inshallah, to interact with myself and our beloved Fadilatul Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Salim, Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Yeah, I'm thinking of the early show, early part of the morning. Subhanallah, subhanallah. But of course, nevertheless, it's a beautiful morning. I see our beloved Fadilatul Ustad has just entered the studio. So, inshallah, let's welcome him into the bliss of marriage. Ustad, it's a beautiful cold Tuesday morning. Welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallah khairan. You're saying cold, but alhamdulillah, your morning program made us warm.
Subhanallah.
With the 23 people embracing Islam, we got so many messages, mashallah, locally, nationally, internationally. Allah Jalla wala accept us all, ameen, for his deenul Islam and make our khatima on Iman and Islam. Ameen. Ya Rabbul Alameen.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. Jazakumullah khairan, Ustad. Ustad, somebody wants to know that what is the preferred time to perform a nikah? Please give me a reference, if any, for example, sunnah time, Ustad.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Write down, brother, the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. A'alinun nikah, announce the nikah. So for example, this week here, inshallah, tomorrow, inshallah Aziz, we will start our journey first to East London, then Queenstown, and then Port Elizabeth. On Saturday, my brother Hafiz Safwan and the son of Hafiz Salim Bashu, so remember, will be getting married there, inshallah, in Port Elizabeth. Maulana Arafat will announce it, inshallah, on Friday also. So a'alinun nikah. So nikah must not be something that's hidden, secretive. You do and meet in the hotel and all private places like a spare wheel. All that not acceptable in Islam. Second, waj'aluhu fil masajid. Perform your nikah in the mosque. So that is a sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi about announcing and about where the venue should be. Regarding the time, remember innal jumu'ah sayyidul ayyam. That jumu'ah is the best day of the week. And it is a'zam indallahi min eidil adha wa eidil fitri. It's superior than Eidul Fitr, Eidul Adha, go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. And the time on a Friday, which is the best time, is Bain al Asri wal Maghrib. Inna ha sa'atun mustajaba. That is the time that du'as are accepted. So we gave you, mashallah, the venue, we gave you the day, we gave you the time, and we told you the date also, but now the date is gone. So remember, Shawwal is the best time to get married. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha states, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to me and a nikah was performed in Shawwal. And Umm Salama radiallahu anha also, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married her during the month of Shawwal. And the hadith in Tirmidhi and Ibn Majah. That does not mean now, my brother, we are in Zulqa'dah, you must wait till next year Shawwal. That's not permissible. Get married now as soon as possible. Ya ma'ashara shabab man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj fa innahu aghaddu lil-basari wa ahsanu lil-farj. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Oh, you group of youngsters, whosoever of you has the physical means, the financial means to get married, so get married immediately. That will make keep your gaze under control. You will keep your gaze down and you will fortify and protect your private part. So everything you will find, brother, in the Quran Sharif, in the Sunnah Mubarakah of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one more I give you. You see, faqihu hadhil ummah, one of the greatest fuqaha, jurors and scholars of this ummah, muftis of this ummah, was Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. When he left, remember, Medina Munawwara in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and he went to Iraq. In his dars, in his lesson, there used to be 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 students. So how can you teach in those days? They never had all this. I'm speaking now 4,000, 40,000, 400,000, 40 million people can be listening. Only Allah knows. So we know it's not 40 million, obviously. But the point I'm making is this, that we have all these apparatus, instruments. So the first group would write, they would send the notes to the second group to the third group, and like that it would go on. So he, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, used to say that if hypothetically that I know that tomorrow in 10 days time I will die. So today we say is the 20th, remember, of Zulqa'dah. So by end of the month of Zulqa'dah, I know I will pass away. Abdullah al-Mas'ud says, with that still I will get married. Why? With the fear of falling into fitna. If you want a reference of that, go open Fiqh Sunnah of Sheikh Sayyid Sabiq Rahimahullah. So all the references are there, my brother. So do not procrastinate, do not delay, get married immediately. This year, 1443, you get married, inshallah, Islamic.
Ameen, 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 thumma ameen. A listener wants to know, Ustaz, that
I am an avid listener of the Bliss of Marriage. Please make special dua for me that I may find a good pious husband. Ustad.
Inshallah, you're an avid listener. Very good. Mashallah. You mustn't only listen to the Bliss of Marriage. You must listen to Markaz Sahaba. All good programs, inshallah. Today I sent out to all the broadcasts and podcast groups the 100 names of Sahaba male, 100 names of Sahabiyat the female, so 200 names. And then we sent out the garden radio. You just press the button and you can hear, mashallah, Markaz Sahaba 24/7 out of the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So first thing, you, my brother, sister, you want to settle down, so you must remain husnul dhanni billah. Always, with his farz and compulsory, we must remain positive in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Second, read abundant durood sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read 2 rakat salatul hajj daily, whether after zuhr, whether after maghrib, before isha, after isha. Allah give tawfiq, tahajjud time, after ishraq time, you know, 15 minutes after sunrise. So perform on now this time yet salatul duha time. So you read 2 rakat salat, and what you're going to read, you must by heart it, memorize it, and read it in your sajda, and read it when you are making dua also with your hands raised. Surah 25, chapter 25, verse, that is Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 74. This is in the 19th juz, 19th supara, where the first quarter ends. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh, beloved Allah, grant us such spouses, grant us such progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. You the parents, you the grandparents, you are so worried, concerned about your children, grandchildren. So you should be reading the same surah, same chapter, Surah 25, verse 54, all in the 19th subara, 19th juz. So what is the verse your parents, grandparents should be reading? Surah 19, chapter 19, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 54. وَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا فَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. Ya Allah, you created us from the semen and sperm. Our father, mother met, our beloved mother conceived. After 8-9 months they gave birth, and you gave us parents out of your benevolence, grace and mercy. Then we got married, and you gave us in-laws, وَصِهْرًا. So you read for your children, they get married, then they have parents, now they'll have in-laws. So everything you will find in the Noble Quran and Sunnah Mubarakah.
084-786-3132. Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, that what should be done if one's wife treats one's mother badly? Ustaz?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of parents and of husbands and wives and everything in the Noble Quran. Let's take the position of parents, mother, father. Chapter 17, Surah 17, Surah Bani Israel, verse 24. Rabbirhamhuma kama rabbayani saghira. That we, the children, sons, daughters, daily make dua and beg, petition, beseech Almighty Allah. Rabbirhamhuma, O Allah, have mercy on my beloved parents. Kama rabbayani saghira. As remember that the parents nurtured me and they grew me up. Yesterday, one person made a profound statement. He said he heard one Molvi saying that don't walk away from your parents who taught you how to walk. So he said he wrote a note to that Molvi and told him that don't talk away from the Molanas and teachers who taught you how to talk.
Subhanallah.
So today people want to go on the TV and so forth. Now they can't face their teachers, so they walk away and talk away from from their teachers. What a disgrace that is. So you mahroom, remember, you can become what? But if your parents are upset, you're a disaster. Your teachers are upset, you're a disaster. People can say what they want to, but that is our belief. So we must always remember that. So Quran is teaching us this, chapter 17, verse 24. Second one is this, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. So you, the husband, chapter 4, verse 19, that treat your parents with love and justice and respect and so forth. So you husbands treat your wives with love, respect and everything. So that is commandment of Almighty Allah. Now see how he, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, expounded, elaborated and explained this. If you want this hadith, open Mustadrak Hakim, you will find. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "Inna a'zama an-nasi haqqan 'ala rajul ummuhu." The person who has the greatest rights over you, O son, even after you married, is still your mother, your biological mother. وَإِنَّ أَعْظَمَ النَّاسِ حَقًّا عَلَى الْمَرْأَةِ زَوْجُهَا. And the person who has the greatest rights over the lady, the female, is her husband. He has more rights over her, that is the lady, his wife, even more than her parents have rights over her. So that is what Islam teaches. Now we use yours as a case study. You are married, you got your wife, you love her, and you have children, but the interaction between your wife and your mother is bad, because your wife is treating your mother badly. So what you going to do about this? You must have a heart-to-heart chat with your wife and tell her, see, wife, I can find many. There are many wives you can make, but mother, I only have one. So you must make up your mind. You must be very clear to your wife on this issue. Not in front of the children, not in front of anybody. When you have a heart-to-heart talk, you must make her understand that you will never sacrifice your mother for her sake. And if she doesn't change her ways, then she will be in serious trouble and so forth and so on. So what you must do, it don't mean blindly you must just accept what your mother says. Sometimes mother is wrong, then you must tell mother that the wife is wrong, right, and she's wrong. But if you can see that the wife is doing things just to spite your mother and so forth and so on, so then you must give her that message and tell her better be very careful what you are doing and so forth and so on. And if you see the tension, conflict, then keep them separate. But remember, you as the son, you must always remember this, mother is one. And wife, you can get many, there's no problem with that. So always ma kon or biwi kon. You see, in Urdu, the story, nice, filled with wisdom and lesson for us. So I went, like tomorrow I'm going alone, you see. So now when I come back, my mother passed away, I'm just giving example, Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. So I went New York, I went London, I went Dubai, I went Hammanskral, wherever, alone, and I came back. So my mother is there and my wife is there. To biwi ne pucha, the wife asked, what you brought for me? Because husband-wife relationship is like that. Everybody got a matlab and everybody got a motive also. Ar walida muhtarama ne arz kiya, she asked, oh beta, oh beloved son, khana khaya, did you eat? So the mother's love is a pure, pure form of love. There is no hidden agenda. There's no ulterior motive. And husband, wife, there's always a motive left. So you must have a nice, good talk and tell her. She must be very careful how she treats your mother and so forth. And you must not become a baila. You know what's a baila? You just sit and watch and you side with your mother, with your wife, and keep quiet, and your mother is crying there alone. You must call her and tell her she must be very careful, and you must call the shots, not that she is dictating the terms to you.
I see there's a brother that says he's also in this scenario, and he's married, his wife is very rich, and the wife is doing the same thing, disrespecting his mother. He's got two kids, but he's afraid. If he tells her this, she'll say, you know what, I would rather go home. He doesn't want to lose his child, Ustad.
You see, my brother, it's not you don't want to lose your child. We have to rewind in life. The problem today is people know how to rewind the Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood movies. They know how to rewind the video and TV and that. We have to rewind our life a little bit. You see in the hadith what is mentioned, Tirmidhi Sharif, Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Take stock of yourself before the day of hisab comes, the day of reckoning comes. Where did I go wrong in life? How come I am in this conundrum, dilemma, and this musibat, calamity, catastrophe? Why? So you must be honest, my brother. You listening to me. You know what is in your heart. When you went to propose, you said, but look at this lady, man. They're living in a double-story house. One garage got the Porsche. The next one got the Merc. The third one got the Ferrari. So let me just gap in also. So I got married because of the Jamal and the Mal. She's beautiful and the wealth will come rolling all in. So that was your intention. So when that is your intention, then Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Musnad Ahmad, fa inna ma azallahu Allah. Allah will disgrace you because your intention was that. So you not only worried you will lose your children, you worried you will lose all the luxuries and comfort. My smart car I'm driving, the beautiful mansion I'm living in, the overseas holidays we go and so forth, everything they pay. You're just a passenger with and so forth. So therefore, brother, you must tell your wife that, see, Imam Abu Hanifa was a genius. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah used to say, Al-malu ghaidun ra'ihun. That wealth is there in the morning and evening it's gone. In the evening it's there and then in the morning it's gone. You know what you call in English? Rags to riches and riches to rags. So tell your wife not to brag and about the riches. You can have rags and you can have brags. So remember that. So that is not something you should base your decision. You must tell her, my mother to me is the most precious compared to you and the children and so forth. So therefore, she has no right because of her wealth and because of her influence. So she treats your mother badly and so forth. You, the husbands, you all are at fault here. You allowed your wife too much leeway. And because she got wealth, so she feels that she can dictate the terms. And you just sit there like a baila. And baila is our Mammon term. And just make G, G, G. Because she's flashing all the dollars. And she's flashing all the money and so forth. So don't sell yourself and take the bad dua, the bad dua of your mother, brother. Your mother duas are special, special duas.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Somebody says, yo, Ustad, from overseas, aged 23 years old, I've got a proposal from my family with whom my parents' siblings are happy with. I've seen the boy, but I'm really scared to get married and take the next step of my life. What should I do, Ustad?
Before I respond to you, brother, sister, overseas, Allah just put something in my head. All these questions where there's tension between wife and your mother, that the husband's mother, your wife's mother-in-law. So when you see that you are siding always or most of the time with your wife, and you are disobeying, disrespecting your mother, open Tirmidhi Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is one of the signs of Qiyamah, the day of justice. وَأَطَاءَ الرَّجُلُ زَوْجَهُ زَوْجَتَهُ, both you can say. So the husband will be obedient to his wife. وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ, and disobedient, disrespectful to his mother. Why? Because now the love for the wife is increasing. She gave birth to your children. She has wealth. She has money. She had so many things, all that. So your life is now set. But you're not taking the du'as of your mother. كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِنْ Hadith in Bayhaqi Mishkat Sharif. Every sin you commit, O human being, is the prerogative of Almighty Allah. Either Allah forgives you or Allah punishes. Illa uquq al walidain. Except those who are disobedient to their parents and more so our mother. For inna Allah yuajjilu uqubatahu li sahibihi fil hayati qabla mawtihi. Allah Jalla wa Ala will let can punish you in this world, your whole empire will crumble. In this worldly life, qabla mawtihi, before death overtakes you. So think properly what you are doing. Okay, overseas, let's sort out your problem now. So now you are in London, and this boy is there in India, Pakistan, Amanska, wherever. So now it seems the families know one another. That's what I can understand from the question. And now you, 22, 23 years old, we don't know, you didn't mention, I don't know, maybe it's written there, Molana, what is the boy's age and so forth. So let's say he's in his 20s also. Your parents are happy, and you are very, very skeptical or doubting and so forth. Must I take the step or not? So I give you 3-4 advices. Advice number one, you must be honest to yourself. The advice number two, make istikhara. You don't have to see dream and all that. You read Qul Ya Kafirun, Qul Allah, 2 rakat salat, Surah Fatiha first in both rakats, and then Surah Kafirun, then Qul Allah wahad, Surah Ikhlas, and then read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, khirli. You know, when we were becoming a Hafiz, by my honorable Ustad, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, he used to tell us, you know, like that, how are you going to spit? You know, you must make that. So he's teaching us how to pronounce the letters. So Allahumma khirli, khirli, wakhtarli. So that's how you must pronounce it properly. Ya Allah, you select the best for me, and you choose for me. So immediately what comes in your heart, that's your answer. Third one, make mashura and be honest with your parents and so forth. Maybe you don't like his features, or maybe you don't like something else or whatever. So don't let them impose upon you. But if you feel that no, it will be good, your parents are happy, so then you make bismillah also. End of the day, remember, we all get married and we didn't make istikhara, and that in our time, we just put the trust in Almighty Allah, and Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy comes, and you carry on in life. So that are my advices, and always ask Allah for khair, for the best of what must happen for now and the future. Then you won't go wrong. But one, two things I will advise you. It seems that this proposal came not from your country, it's like another country. So sometimes you can have a lot of problems when you are in another country. So you must go into the background of that boy and that family. Was he married before? Was he engaged before? How is his salat? How is his income? And all these are things you must investigate and probe into thoroughly, properly, then make a final decision.
Some 26, Ustad. The boy is 26 years old.
The ages are okay. If he's 26, you 23, uruban ataraba. You know what it means? That when he was young, he was playing in the sand in New York. And you from London, and you were playing in the sand. So, uruban ataraba. So, Quran Sharif, it motivates, inspires us, encourages us, marry people of your same age. Because your thinking of life, your outlook in life will be very similar then, and then marriage is for keeps. Now he's 60 years old and you 20 years old. So obviously then there will be problems also. So that your ages are okay. So I gave you the advices what to do, inshallah.
I see there's about 2 or 3 questions to start. I'm just reading it. So I think we're going to kill 2 birds with 1 stone. It's regarding the first question that to start answered, where they're saying that they also married for the wrong reasons, and now their wives are ill-treated their mothers. They're also in these situations because of wealth. Should they come out of the marriage, what do they do, Ustad?
So Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah was a great, great sheikh. And sheikh, he was a member of Sheikhul Azhar, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmud. I met him 2-3 times. So alhamdulillah, great, great scholar he was. Big white beard he had in the beard, and he used to keep tasbih all the time. So anyway, he wrote a book, and every alim, every student should get this book. It's a masterpiece. Sufyan Thawri Amirul Mu'mineen Fil Hadith. What's the book's name? Sufyan Thawri, Amir al-Mu'mineen fil Hadith, and the author is, remember, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood, Sheikh al-Azhar, rahimahullah. So in there he writes, when Sufyan rahimahullah went to madrasa, went to school, Islamic school, Muslim school, seminary, whatever you want to call it. So then he says, طَلَبْنَا الْإِلْمَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ فَأَبَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. When I went to madrasa, my intention was all upside down. But then this knowledge came into my heart, into the inner recesses of my heart, and then the majesty, grandeur, greatness of Allah came, the love of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, then my niyyah changed. I did it solely, only for the love of Almighty Allah. Allah made him a beacon of light. Remember that. You know how you got Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. So now we're in the 15th century Islamically. His madhab, it carried on for 8 centuries. So Imam Sufyan Thawri, rahimahullah, what a giant he was. So no, we don't advocate any time. The torna is not our job. We never say you must break your home. Our advice is always Quran advice. Wasulhu khair. Reconciliation is the best. So what you must do, jorna. So wake up in the darkness of the night. Before you sleep, remember that, read 2 rakat salat. Say, Ya Allah, you know my intention was tainted, polluted. I married her for jamal and mal, just beauty and mal. And there was nothing to do with piety. Change her heart, change my heart, Ya Allah. And let bring Ya Wadud, Ya Wadud. You bring the love. So you must speak to Allah. You must read Asma'ul Husna, chapter 7, verse 180. Allah is commanding every Muslim, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah Jalla Wala, His wonderful, beautiful names. Invoke and call Almighty Allah by His names. Allah Jalla Wala is muqallib al-qulub. Allah Ta'ala turns and twists the hearts how He wants to. You heard today, this morning, you know, when Mawlana Arafat asked questions, I never see them. He just fired up, you know. So therefore, I was so surprised when he told me 23 people want to embrace Islam. So who brought them into Islam? It's not we. We're non-entities. We just beg Allah, use us for your deen. So you must turn to Allah. Ya muqallib al-qulub. Ya Allah, turn my wife's heart towards deen, and she can have a soft spot for me, the husband. She can have a soft spot for my mother, and so forth. What more you want in life? You want your house must become a home. Your home must become Dar es Salaam, a home of peace, tranquility, and serenity. You don't want to come in a house where you see your wife is crying, your mother is crying. You will be torn between loyalties. Remember that. Mother will say she did this, and your wife will say she did this. Is Meme Tutu story. You know Meme Tutu story. I say, you say, he say, she say the story. So you will always be torn. Now where are you going to get involved in this? So you need to speak to both your wife and make it clear with her. That wives you can get many, and mother is one. She must change her way, but you must turn more and more to Allah Ta'ala and change your own niyat also. We call this niyat sadiqah, when you have true proper niyat. And when we have all turmoil and polluted and, you know, mixed up intention, we call it niyat makhluta. So the niyat, you know, like how you have contaminated milk and adulterated milk with water and all. So your intention is like that. So make it pure. Khalisatan liwajhi al-kareem. Ya Allah, I change my intention for you, for your love and your pleasure. So you bring your mercy down. Ya Allah, send it to my wife, send it to my mother, so they can click and they can, and keep them separated if you see things are going out of control. There's too much conflict and tension. But remember that take the du'as of your mother, then things will work out. Any person, let me be very, very clear on this issue. Whether he's Maulvi, whether he's Shaykhul Islam, whether he's Imam of the Haram or whoever. Speaking of Imam of the Haram, I tell you a story now. So you must remember that if you don't take the du'as of your mother, you will never make it. You see, today the whole world knows Sheikh Abdul Rahman Sudais. I have a lot of differences with him. You understood? He's a wonderful reciter. His khutbahs are excellent. The balagha, the rhetoric. But all this, you know, praising all these authorities, all nonsense, all that, as far as I'm concerned. You understood? That is just, you know, flattery and all that, which Islam don't allow. So when he was a young boy, now if you know the Arab system, you know, so what happens is they invite a lot of people. They don't cook in pots, you know. They cook in digs, you know, big, you call kudur in Arabic and all that. So anyway, that, he was guy like, you know, mastan, like loaf, you know, like to make a lot of shararat, mischief making. So even his mother went away, he took so much sand, he put right inside the dig, like that. So then the mother came, she said, who did this? It must be Abdul Rahman, who else? Then he asked, he said, yeah, you see, it's me. So the mother said, what's wrong with you? I wake up the Hajjud time and make dua, you must become Imam of Haram and you do all these kind of things. So that became the changing point, you see. So that is what I'm telling you. Each one of you, if you don't take the dua of your parents, you'll be finished.
Allah.
All of you. So make qadr of your parents and especially your mother. Then you will make it. Wife, you can find many, believe you me. But take the dua of your mother. Then you'll go far in life.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. See, you're making everybody cry, Ustad. Inshallah, I will make the dua that Mufti gave for good spouse. Please, Mufti, make dua for me as well. In this regard, and also that Allah make me a pious Muslim. Sahamuddin from Ghana, Ustad.
But my brother, Sihamuddin from Ghana, maybe you got one wife. Now, if you make the dua again, then you're going to get second wife. Because Sihamuddin means another share. So you say, Sahamun, Sihamun, the share market is called Ashum, the stock market, to get more and more shares. So what you say there in Ghana, in Accra, my brother, how many wives you got now? So if you got one wife, just stay with her. You'll be better then, all right? So you read Rabbana, Hablana, Min Azwajina, Wa Dhurriya, and you buy a nice present today for your wife. You tell her, oh darling, oh poppy, oh sweetheart, my name is Sahamuddin, so I'm giving you one small share also. So then things will work out. You got it, my brother? What he says?
I'm waiting for his reply, Ustad. What about Mufti Sahab, when your father-in-law is unjust towards his daughter-in-laws and sides his daughters all the time? We daughter-in-laws become bad if we try and correct the situation, and they are always right. Is there something to read to open the in-laws' eyes to see how wrong their daughters are? Well, anonymous, Ustad.
Remember, for you to make tension, conflict with your father-in-law is just going to make matters get worse and the situation will deteriorate. For you to expect them to leave their daughters and look at treat you the same is not going to happen. So what must you do? You must do three things. Start reading 2 rakat Salatul Hajj daily. Second one, cry to Allah more and more. Third one, when you are hubby, you see your wives, you must know this. This is a golden rule that you must know that when your timing has to be right. Moka e shanasi, mardam shanasi. You must learn this. That when do I approach my husband, for you wives? When do I speak to him, on which occasion? You know now, you're living with your husband, when he's in a good mood, happy mood, all that. You must tell him, see darling, oh hubby and honey, that our marriage is good, Allah blessed us, 3 children, 2 children, all that. But you know that this business is not right. What your father is doing, what your mother is doing, what your sisters are doing. So you as the hubby, we're not asking you to favor us. We are asking you, you must be the one to bring justice. But that will happen when your moka is right. You invite me for a nikah and I speak all about talaq or janaza. What I'm speaking is right, but the moka, the occasion is wrong. And mardam shanasi, speak to your husband with respect and so forth. When he's in good mood, happy mood, not in front of the children, then he will say, no, I can see now where the problem is. So that is, first speak to Allah Ta'ala, then raise your hands, then turn to your husband and take these two laws. Moka shanasi, look at the occasion, and mardam shanasi, see to who you are speaking. And when your husband, you cracked his skull and cracked his heart, then all the dollars will come your way also. So remember, when I say crack it, you know what I mean? Figuratively, you penetrated his heart and his mind. So you made sense to to him, then he, many times the husband, they so engrossed in their work and lot of other things, they don't even know what's going on, and you are unhappy there. So therefore, speak to your husband at the right time and right place.
20 minutes to 12, we are going to go, inshallah, for an interval. I see the brother Sahamuddin did reply. He says, please do tell Mufti Saab, none. I have none. Please, Ustad, Brother Sahamuddin.
So, Sahamuddin, now tonight you have to start reading 2 rakat salat and wake up tahajjud time if you can and read 2 rakat extra salat and Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun. Allah will give you good wife, saliha, jamila, qanita, inshallah.
Well, it's exactly now, it's 18 minutes to 12 o'clock. You are tuning and listening to The Bliss of Marriage. Somebody says, Ustad, can I marry my stepdaughter's daughter? Ustad,
remember that once you got married to a lady and she brought a daughter with her from the previous marriage, her husband passed away, or her husband divorced her after the iddat, then you married her. So now she became your stepdaughter. Surah 4, verse 23. So Almighty Allah states, وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِي فِي حُجُورِكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِي دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنْ. Once you consummated the marriage with her, the stepdaughter's mother, then the stepdaughter becomes haram and her children become haram. So for you to marry her daughter, totally haram and not permissible.
0847863132. Somebody says here, Mufti Saab, in today's time, can I divorce one of my wives to allow my brother to marry which one he chooses? Anonymous, Ustad.
Remember, regarding the previous question, when you, the husband, you have feelings now for your stepdaughter's daughter, so you must make sure you're not alone with her and you don't have a crush on her and all these things here. You rather exercise. In Arabic, we say, al-wiqayatu khayrun min al-ilaj. Prevention is better than cure. So make sure, you brother, because I can see something is going there wrong, that you better be very, very careful and so forth, because you can be caught up in a compromising situation. You tell her, come, I'm taking you to the cafe, to the shop, and you're alone with her, and she's naive, she's impressionable age, and then you take advantage of her. So there are big problems then. So be very, very careful. Now you, my brother, you say that you have got a wife, so it means you got 2 wives, 3 wives, all that, and now you say, no, okay, I will divorce one wife. Then after it, that she will marry your brother. So I'm asking you that what crime that lady committed? She didn't do any crime. So Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Abghadul Halali ilallahi at-talaq. The most hated and thing that Allah Ta'ala made permissible is talaq. But your wife is not guilty. You want to use her that she must now satisfy the lust of your brother and so forth. So why all this happened? You know why? Because you threw all the laws of parda and hijab out. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you marry to that lady there, then you must make sure the husband, brother, you don't give him free access. He can come in and out of the house. Alham al-maut. How you fear death, you must fear the brother-in-law, husband's brother. So therefore, all this is coming about. It's not permissible. Then what happens after your brother uses her and he says, now you are like a spare wheel and all that, then he divorces her, then who is there for that lady? So all these are wasawis and waswasa and whisperings of shaitan, my brother. Don't think you're doing a good thing. It's haram for you to divorce your wife without a valid excuse, and the reason you are giving is not a valid excuse.
The question coming from Johannesburg, he says, brother, mut'ah in the time of war in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's time was permissible.
Remember, how do we reject it? Remember, Shias are pakka kafirs. What you must say? Repeat with me. Shias are pakka 100% kuffar. Khomeini is non-Muslim pakka kafir. Khomeini writes in his book, You must remember which I have. And I challenge any Shia in the world to prove me wrong that Khomeini didn't say that. Khomeini writes in his book, Tawdihul Masail, you can make mut'a for 1 hour. So ask any of the Shia, la'anahumullah, that are they prepared to give their daughter to somebody, then that somebody can sleep with their daughter for 1 hour. Because that is Shia Azam, that is what Khomeini teaches. And if you go to BBC archives, these are not Muslims. They got nothing to do with Islam. They sent her. We are small chewing gums, what we are. They are in the business for 100 years and more. So they sent a secret investigator to Iraq. And he went to the Muta places. And he took his camera with, which they could not detect. You know, these guys are all smart characters. Mm-hmm. And then he took all the images, photos. He then, non-Muslim. He said, but this is 100% prostitution. So two things the kuffar Shia promote, you must remember. One is taqiyya, holy hypocrisy and lying. They legalized it. And one is prostitution, and they give it the name of mut'a. So you, my brother, if you're posing that question, you must say initially alcohol was halal, and then ayats came to then abolish it, demolish it. So mut'a, the way the Shias are doing it nowadays, that was never ever halal. They do it in Iran while they're in their hometown. That I went to Qum, I saw places like this. You go to Iraq, we went to Baghdad, all these places, you will see that there. So it was never allowed in the hometown. So it was a temporary thing in Safar, in journey, and that is abolished, demolished, and so forth. So don't come with the argument. So Shias on this grounds alone, 100% kuffar. Who made the film, Lady of Heaven and all that? Shias. Who's cursing Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha? Who is cursing Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anha? Sayyida Umar Farooq radiallahu anha? Sayyida Usman radiallahu anha? Which kafir Shia built the shrine, you must remember, of the murderer of Sayyida Umar radiallahu anhu in Kashan, which I saw with my own eyes in Iran. So therefore, my brother, we say, Quran says that any person who attacks the honor of Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, is out of the fold of Islam. Anybody attacks Sayyida Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is out of the fold of Islam. Any person attacks the Sahaba, you know, all the references you want, I give you now. Surah 24, verses 11 to 26, for Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anhu. You attack Sayyida Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's honor, Surah 9, verse 40. You want, say this, the Sahaba, Surah 9, verse 100, wasabiqun al-awwaluna min al-muhajirin. So you're attacking them, you're removing this ayat. You mean you're not believing in it. You want to remember so the Sahaba, all of them, then you say they're not Muslim, like the Kuffar. Even Khomeini wrote this, these kind of things about Sahaba. He attacks Sayyidina Abu Huraira, he attacked this one, that one. So you're rejecting chapter 57, verse 10. And the last one, you attack the integrity, honor of any Sahabi, Surah 9, verse 79. Alladina yalmizuna al-muttawi'ina min al-mu'minina fi sadaqat walladina la yajiduna illa juhdahum fayaskharuna minhum. When you criticize Sahaba, you mock at them and you scoff at them. Sakhirallahu minhum. Allah Ta'ala mocks them. Walahum adabun alim. And for them is a terrible, horrible punishment. Therefore, we are dead against those Maulvis and Sheikhs and whoever else. This organization, that organization, we consider it to be a traitor against Islam when you cannot say publicly, boldly, that Shias are kuffar because they are giving you money or their sympathizers are giving you money. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Tirmidhi, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِ. When you see people castigating, criticizing, swearing my Sahaba, فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى شَرِّكُمْ. Therefore, for Khomeini and his ilk, we say la'anahumullah, Allah's curse be upon them. That is the teaching of the master rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
There's a listener who starts from Cape Town, from Mitchell's Plain. They're just asking if Mufti Saab can maybe just show it to the listeners or send it to Mullah Arafat and send it out about Khomeini. They say he's seeing, he's believing. It's, I don't know if it's a brother or sister from Cape Town who started.
I'm giving you the book, Tawdihul Masail. You Google it and you will see it there, so you must remember that. So the Shias know. I challenge them always. So you must remember that. So, Tawdih al-Masail, written by Khomeini, in there in the chapter of Muta, he writes, you can make 1 hour Muta. So people who promote this, what they're promoting? So this type of thing. I came to Cape Town and I spoke. I did program for your Voice of the Cape 12, 13 years free of charge. I never took a cent. When I started speaking against the Shias, Kufar, then the Maulvis and Sheikhs there, they said it's getting too hot. So now, aka Baya Khafar Lak Fatum 8. So you took me out, so fine. But the Shia problem will remain. So when we speak with evidence. We don't speak from our thumb, sister, brother. Remember that.
I see the message coming in, says, tell Mufti Sahib Maulana Daniel of Kimberley, who was kidnapped on Saturday, has been found murdered. Ulama requested to remember Maulana and his family in your pious du'as. Ustad.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah Jalla wa la grant Maulana Daniel Jannatul Firdaus. Allah, he passed away a shaheed. You know, we don't know all the circumstances, but Allah Ta'ala make it easy for his family. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for his children, if he has children, his parents, his siblings, and Allah will reward him in the year after. He passed away with Iman and Islam to the best of our knowledge, and he passed away a shaheed. And inshallah, this is an indictment again on our law and order enforcement agencies, that South Africa has become the capital of the crime in the world. You know, you see the amount of murder, the amount of rape, the amount of gender violence and that against women, children, kidnapping, hijacking. Therefore we say, read always, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Allah alone protect us. Surah 12 verse 64, that Allah Ta'ala is the best protector, the most merciful one to show mercy. What's Maulana's surname there, the brother, sister who sent this, Maulana Daniel?
I got a number, Ustad. I sent you the number as well, Ustad. So maybe, Ustad.
Okay, the people of Kimberley there, inshallah, anybody listening, please send us Maulana's surname as well, and what time janaza and so forth, so we'll announce it, inshallah, Aziz.
Ya Allah. Somebody wants to know, Ustad, it's about 4 minutes to 12 o'clock. My daughter got a proposal at my other daughter's wedding. So we had nikah on the stage with her sister. People are now saying that it's haram because ladies were present and a wedding can't be shared. Please clarify if the nikah is valid, Ustad.
Remember that if 2 nikahs, 3 nikahs, 5 nikahs, 10 nikahs take place, whether it's sisters or whatever, obviously that we're not speaking to the same person, to different persons. So remember, all that are valid, but remember that there must be permission from the lady getting married. She's happy. The father of the girl, he gave permission that he is the wali and he's the guardian and so forth. And then when you have male witnesses and you have female witnesses all together, so remember, obviously it's not the ideal situation. So you have 2 male witnesses, so the nikah is valid. So there's no such thing as not valid. That's our Indian mentality that they brought from India, from the Gam. You know, when they came from Kator and they came from Colvert and they came from Chakmalpur and Mirzapur and Saharanpur and Palanpur and lot of poor. So they brought lot of fairy tales with them and so forth. They say if you have a double nikah, triple nikah, then it won't last and all. That's all Indian fairy tales and all that. Got nothing to do with Islam. This is true, that to make a nikah like that, that where you have male, female, all mix up witnesses, that's wrong. In the sense that everybody is now seeing one another. But the nikah will be valid, so you must remember that. Don't worry about what people say. As long as the girl is happy and the girl's father gave permission, the nikah is valid.
Let's go to another listener from Johannesburg, says that, please ask Mufti Sahib, if a husband tells the wife he's taking her back during the iddat period, does she have to acknowledge or can she refuse to start?
It depends which type of talaq he gave her. If he gave her talaq raj'i, revocable divorce, 1 or 2, he told her that this is your talaq, your divorce. So in that case there, during the iddat he takes her back, then you can't refuse. All this is in the Quran Sharif, Surah 2 verses 228-229. If he gave 1 or 2 talaq raj'i, revocable, at talaq maratan, Quran, فَإِمْسَاكُمْ مِمَعْرُوفٍ Quran says, so if he gave you one or two, he takes you back. If it's one, then he's got two talaqs left. If it's two, then he only has one talaq left. That is where he gave you talaq-e-raj'i. That is clear-cut words. If it's talaq-e-ba'in, the word ba'in was for written out or spelt out or uttered and so forth, then he can't take you back in the iddat unless you give permission and a new nikah must be performed. So if it's talaq-e-ba'in, then he can't do that. So you must be happy and then a new nikah must be performed, whether it is during the iddat or after the expiry of the iddat. That is for talaq-e-ba'in, irrevocable divorce. So we need to know exactly what exactly transpired there and which type of words were used. Okay, our time is up now, inshallah. So 12 o'clock will be the news bulletin with Brother Yusuf Ali, inshallah. Then will be Maulana Ridwan Kaji, yearning for paradise in Jannatul Firdaus. 1 o'clock Adhan for Zohar, 105 to 130 Surah Qamar, verses 15 to 29. 132 the archive, Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verses 53 to 57. 2 to 3 current affairs, Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 340 this morning's Q&A, very interesting listen to it. 340 to 4, the Duas and Zikr. 4 to 5, Urdu lecture, Maulana Salim Dorat. They think about the year after and how unmindful we are. We are engrossed in this world. And then 5 to 7 will be Maulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30, the repeat of today's tafsir, Surah Qamar, verses 15 to 29. And then 7.30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices. 8 to 10 will be Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan with dinner and month after dinner. So inshallah, that will be the program for today. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And of course, tomorrow morning, 4 to 6, As-Safinatu ila al-Jannah. From myself and all of you, Allahumma ahdina wa ahdibina wa ahdina sajami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.